Radio Atlantic.
It's currently 56 degrees and mostly sunny at the KJAN studios, but we do look for a high of 76 today when most of those clouds will clear out. Time now for a check of state and local news. The Office of Governor Branstad today announced the launch of the state's Flood Watch Flickr page. The page will be updated regularly, with most up-to-date aerial photos taken by various state agencies. The photos can be found online at KJAN.com, as we'll provide a link over to that page. The photos are taken regularly and shared through the cooperation of various state agencies, including the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division, Iowa Department of Transportation, and the Iowa State Patrol. A public hearing will take place during next week's meeting at the Atlantic School Board. Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein says the hearing on Tuesday evening is with regard to the 2011-2012 calendar year to start that date.
One of the requirements for doing the early start is having a public hearing, and then the board needs to go in and approve the early start. So that's one of the reasons why it's there. You know, it's somewhat of a moot point for some districts who basically try to take a look at getting the school year started before the Labor Day weekend. Probably in more tourist-rich areas, their preference would be is that school always starts afterward. The state basically has allowed schools to start before that to go ahead and begin the school year.
The school calendar for 2011-2012 shows the first day of school begins August 16th, with a new teacher workshop beginning nearly a week earlier. Amstein says regardless of when districts choose to start, a public hearing must be held every year as required by the state. In other business, the board will act on a resolution pertaining to a voted PPEL, or physical plant and equipment levy.
The voted PEPL is going to be coming up in the September ballot. And I think your voted PEPL goes for, I want to say board-approved PEPL is 5 years, but voted PEPL is 10. And, you know, it's been almost 10 years since it was last approved. So the board has got to pass a resolution to go ahead and put it on the ballot.
Amstein also says the Atlantic School Board will hold the first reading of a board policy pertaining to electronic devices, or more specifically, the use of cell phones.
What the high school is looking at is trying to take a look at proposing a little bit different use or option for kids to use their cell phones. But it's got to align with district policy, and if it doesn't, then the board has to take a look at what they're willing to do to change district policy. You know, it's not a huge significant change. It's just, I think, a little bit more liberal policy at the high school in the use of cell phones.
And the board is expected to act on a 28E sharing agreement with the Walnut Community School District, which the district has had in place over the years, but must now be renewed.
Basically, Walnut wants to continue that agreement. We had a joint meeting in May with the Walnut Board, and discussion was that, you know, they're interested in continuing that, and we are too, so the board will just go ahead and make that approval. We do sharing with Dave Eccles, our transportation supervisor, and Mary Beth Fast, our business manager with Walnut. They went ahead and approved, both boards went ahead and approved that at the joint meeting, but I hadn't had the 28E prepared at that time, so to my knowledge, the Walnut Board is addressing that in June. We had a verbal agreement at that meeting, but this kind of just officially documents that agreement.
In other local news, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is inviting the public to attend a planning session with members of the Iowa Architectural Foundation on Friday, June 17th at 4 p.m. at the historic Rock Island Depot. The Iowa Architectural Foundation is currently facilitating a community design program for the Atlantic area that focuses on the entrance corridors, signage, and directional signage located within the community. Ann McCurdy, Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, says they started on this project last year and saw the results of the program in communities like Avoca. McCurdy says they are excited at the opportunity to bring into Atlantic to address some of our unique challenges. Initially, the chamber saw it as a great opportunity to bring in experts to Atlantic to have them look at our entryways and the lot in question at 7th and Olive Streets. McCurdy says, quote, "While we are excited about the move forward with plans for 7th and Olive, the chamber wanted to ensure that we, as a city, we're creating a plan for all Atlantic in terms of signage and design standards, unquote. She says they didn't want to turn it into something that just happened to be going by piecemeal, and working through community design programs gives officials access to experts who can provide a framework and a phased plan of how to project or how the project can move forward successfully. Governor Branstad has named the former spokesperson for the Iowa Republican Party as acting director of the Iowa Department of Human Rights.
I think that makes her very well qualified. First of all, she has worked there in the department, and I wanted to have somebody that I thought was loyal and somebody that I thought would work well with everybody.
Daniel Plagman served as communications director for the Republican Party during the 2010 election. She was hired in March to be executive assistant for Isaiah McGee, the man Branstad had wanted to serve as the director of the Iowa Department of Human Rights. But senators refused to confirm McGee for the job, citing McGee's gag order, which forbids agency staff from speaking with legislators. McGee will remain on the state payroll. However, he has been hired to work as a consultant in the Department of Education.
And I think he'll do a fine job there. I feel bad for him that he kind of got caught in the politics of the between the House and the Senate, and unfortunately did not get confirmed because of that.
Branstad is interviewing candidates to take over as the director of the Department of Human Resources, or Rights, rather, and he does not anticipate that Plugman will be more than a temporary agency chief.
Well, I think this would be fairly short term, but she's somebody that I think is loyal and competent and can do the job in the short term, and we will have a permanent director named in the near future.
Another official in the agency spoke at a hearing this week organized by Senate Democrats, urging Democrats to reject a Republican plan that makes a 50% cut in the department's budget. Rachel Scott, an executive officer within the Department of Human Rights, says the agency is often the place of last resort for the state's growing minority population.
If growing segments of Iowans are disproportionately living in poverty, incarcerated, not graduating from high school, and not receiving basic health care, is that their problem, or is that Iowa's problem?
Republican legislators say nonprofit groups can do the work, now done by divisions within the agency that advocate for minorities. The month of June means Iowa State Patrol troopers will spend their Saturday nights working. Captain Kurt Henderson oversees the Safe Saturdays projects. The first one was held last weekend in Des Moines, Spencer, and also in Olwen patrol districts.
We typically put anywhere from 15 to 20% more troopers within those enforcement districts for this type of project. Our objective is to put high visibility enforcement out, lots of patrol cars, making lots of traffic stops. And our experience has been that this type of enforcement has had a dramatic impact on the number of accidents that occur in those areas.
The project lasts from 6 in the evening until 2 in the morning on Sunday. He says this is the third year for the effort, and it has made driving in June safer.
Last year, in 2010, we achieved what we consider to be a record low number of fatalities. We grafted against our record highs and the average fatality rate, On a bar graph, it dramatically dropped that fatality rate because of this type of enforcement, putting a number of officers out in a high visibility capacity.
Today, state troopers will focus their efforts on the Council Bluffs, Clear Lake, and Mount Pleasant patrol districts.
We try to split these projects up, rotate them around the state so that districts that border on the district that's conducting the project can provide support for the day shifts. Because what we try to do is all the officers that are in that district, we put them out on the night shift. And in doing so, we can nearly double the number of people that we have out there available to work.
The final Safe Saturday patrol date for the Fort Dodge, Denison, and Cedar Rapids patrol districts is scheduled for June 25th. And state officials say a diesel leak found by a farmer in northwest Iowa has been traced to a pipeline. The farmer on Thursday noticed a strong odor and a sheen on a stream about 10 miles south of Milford. The Department of Natural Resources says Friday the leak was traced from the stream to a tile line draining a farm field to the pipeline, which was cracked. The pipeline is operated by Texas-based NuStar Energy, which has officials on site. They say the crack took a long time to develop and probably happened when the pipe was nicked last fall when the tile was installed. The DNR's Jennifer Christensen says cleanup will involve excavating about 200 yards of the tile line and hauling contaminated soil to a landfill. That's a check of our KJAN state and local news. The SkyScan forecast is next.